So what we're going to do quickly, well, fairly briefly now, is our reflection on attachment. So it's, I'm going back to the first two causes of fear that are talked about in the Abhaya Sutta, the craving for sensuous pleasure and craving for our body. So that's all about attachment. And I'm just going to lead us through quite a short reflection on attachments, different kinds of ways in which we're attached to things, and just a chance to reflect a bit on how, what particular things that we ourselves are attached to, and then put that into the bigger context of, if you know what you're attached to and how to work with it, that's going to help as a to oppose fearfulness that may arise in these practices. Okay, so if you get comfortable. So just take a moment or so, just touch it to metta in yourself. Or take a few minutes to become grounded in your own body. Be really present here. Or perhaps just focus on your breathing. Just do whatever you need to do, what works best this particular moment, to be present and open to your experience. So just a quote from the Abhaya Sutta. So the Blessed One says, "And who is the person who, subject to death, is afraid and in terror? Firstly, there is the case of the person who has not abandoned passion, desire, fondness, thirst, fever, and craving for sensual pleasure. But then he comes down with a serious disease. And as he comes down with that serious disease, the thought occurs to him, 'Oh, those beloved sensual pleasures will be taken from me, and I will be taken from them.' And he grieves and is tormented, weeps, and grows delirious. This is a person who, subject to death, is afraid and in terror. And furthermore, there's the case of the person who has not abandoned pleasure, desire, fondness, thirst, fever, and craving for the body. And then he comes down with a serious disease. And as he comes down with that serious disease, the thought occurs to him, 'Oh, my beloved body will be taken from me, and I will be taken from my body.' And he grieves, is tormented, weeps, grows delirious. This too is a person who, subject to death, is afraid and in terror." So first of all, just reflect on this. This is pleasant to me, but causes suffering to others. This is pleasant to me, but causes suffering to others. So is there anything you can think of brings you pleasure? Not just that you enjoy the pleasure though, but that you cling to it and hunger after it, want it. But if you reflect more widely, more broadly, this, though pleasant to me, causes suffering to others. So it's a way of reflecting on things we're attached to, but then putting that in the wider perspective of how pleasure for us may mean pain for someone else. Pleasant feeling gives way to painful feeling, even for us ourselves. So try this one. This is pleasant to me, but I am afraid to lose it. This is pleasant to me, but I'm afraid to lose it. So in some ways this whole area of spiritual death is about dying to our attachment. Dying to that clinging. Clinging to be someone, have something. So if we can understand the further consequences of our attachments, can help weaken them. We still feel pleasure, but don't hanker after it, grab onto it, separate it off for ourselves. Okay, try this one. This is pleasant to me, but binds me to something which brings suffering. This is pleasant to me, but binds me to something which brings suffering. And then lastly, though pleasant, this is not ultimately satisfying. Though pleasant, this is not ultimately satisfying. So, four recollections to oppose clinging, to oppose desire, fondness, thirst, fever, and craving, especially for sense pleasure. This is pleasant to me but causes suffering to others. This is pleasant to me but I'm afraid to lose it. This is pleasant to me but binds me to something which brings suffering. And, though pleasant, this is not ultimately satisfying. Found a little verse by Goethe this morning. Seems a good way to finish off this section. And so long as you have not known this, to die and so to grow, you are only a troubled guest on the dark earth. And so long as you have not known this, to die and so to grow, you are only a troubled guest on the dark earth.